Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
And connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Emmy Award-winning producer Tom Beers shares with us how it's not about the destination as an entrepreneur, it's about the journey.
I mean, I never got in this business to get rich. I really didn't. I got in this business to pay my bills. But I got in this business because I liked doing what I was doing. You know, there's a lot of things. I always love the story about passion. It's like, you know, if you're passionate about something, you're going to be successful. I don't think that's the case. I believe that you start doing something, you don't know if you're passionate about it or not until you find out you're good at it.
Or that you love it.
Yeah. But if you're good at it, then you start to love it. And then if you love it, then you become passionate about it. You know, so in essence, it grew. I mean, I was an actor back in the 60s in New York. I mean, I've been in this business a long time, you know. So basically, it just took me 40 years to get where, you know, I've always said that it's not a destination, it's a journey, and I'm still on it.
Like Tom says, it's all about the journey, and joining me is DJ Ski, the founder and CEO of Dash Radio. Tell us a little bit about what is Dash Radio.
Dash Radio is the biggest all-original digital radio broadcast network in the world. So we're basically disrupting the entire radio broadcast industry that today is delivered primarily through analog signals. You need an antenna to get it, you hop in your car and it's there. We see that all shifting to digital with connected car, with home, with Sonos, with all these different speakers that you see, and we really want to own that space, and not only own it by creating a product that's much more efficient from a business operations perspective, but it's better from a content perspective. We're unfiltered, we give artists freedom to play what they want, we cut out the middlemen, no program directors down their throats, and we've really almost created like an MCN or a YouTube for radio for the top talent in the world.
Well, I'm going to have to start tuning in on Dash Radio to get some more DJ ski.
That's right.
But hey, like Tom was referring to in the video, he says it's not about the destination, it's all about the journey. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, and that's what, you know, I've experienced through past businesses, and it's tough to see, I guess, when you're on that journey right now because you're reaching so hard to get that
destination.
Exactly. But what I've heard, what I've been experienced in the past with other different ventures and things that I've done, as well as heard from many other people, is that, you know, this is the time to enjoy. You can have all the money in the world and, you know, have sold your company for billions of dollars, but then we don't have anything to do. It's, you know, a lot of people are, you know, not as happy as they were when they're hungry on the grind, and granted, you know, it's, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and it's easier to say that when you're sitting back in the beach lounging, you know, but I really think it is about that journey. These are the moments that, you know, are going to be written about and remembered in history amongst the company, and especially if you're successful. So, and for me, I've really learned to sit back and enjoy every step of the way. Being here, being on an incredible outlet and platform like this, traveling the world, you know, it's really, really, you know, incredible, and living the dream every day. And sometimes you have to remind yourself that.
Yeah, in fact, for me, one of my daily rituals is I actually make sure that I allot a minimum of 5 minutes each day in the morning when I get started. Some people call it meditation. You can call it whatever you want, but I sit there for 5 minutes on my patio overlooking the ocean, and I just remind myself of all the things I'm grateful for, and I kind of reminisce on my journey and, you know, where I came from and where I am now and where I'm going to go. And so for me, that's something that not only keeps me grounded, keeps me grateful, but also reminds me of what we're talking about here, which is it reminds me about the journey and how it's so much more important to focus on how far you've come and who you've become on the journey, more so than about what you've achieved or accumulated. Do you have any rituals that kind of help you remind yourself it's more important about the journey than it is the destination?
It's very true. I mean, I might sit back and steal some of yours right there. It sounded like a great 5 minutes every morning. For me, I think it's just, you know, it's the same thing, taking those times out and reflecting on it, especially sometimes getting away and looking at really what you've done and how, you know, if you put yourself in, you know, your old, like, 16-year-old self and, you know, picturing if this, you know, telling yourself all the things that you've seen and done, people you've met and places you've been, would you, you know, like, wow, I'm really appreciative. I never thought that any of these things would happen.
I love that. And I always try to remind myself that when you do achieve something, you're always going to say, what's next?
Absolutely.
And
I'm
so
never satisfied.
Don't get caught up in the achievements, because you see it all of the time, especially in the corporate world. People are like, I'm going to work my way up the corporate ladder. And then they get there and they say, this was it. This is everything that I gave up to get to this point.
Yeah.
So just another, you know, memory that it's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah.
What was one of the most exciting times? And then I'm going to shift gears and I want to talk about what was one of the darkest times.
I think some of the most exciting times were when I moved out here and was living on basically minimum wage, packed a U-Haul, barely made it across the country in that truck, and, you know, ended up here. But just learning and seeing and being exposed to Los Angeles, to the music business, this thing I so desperately wanted to be in, and realizing that, like, you know, actually seeing artists that realizing these people were real. I was a kid from Minneapolis at the end of the day. I didn't even know these things, like, really existed in a weird way. So seeing
now
that,
you've seen the whole
seeing
world.
The opportunities, and now I've seen the whole world, become jaded to it. Now it's, you know, it's almost weird. Like, you see so many things, you kind of get spoiled with it. But, I mean, I think it's always, I guess, it goes back to the saying, it's about that, the beginning of those journeys. And even, you know, launching Dash, those first days when everybody was against us and we were just sitting in a room putting together these stations and building it and finding the business plans. I enjoyed those moments so much, and we still are every day. So I guess, you know, I'm going to look back on what we're doing today and enjoy it.
You can
that.
Always look back.
Exactly.
And you're still so young. So
hopefully, yeah, we're getting up there now. So, but yeah, I think it's, you know, looking back and, you know, enjoying all, I just love creating. And I think looking back at those moments of creation in whatever sense they be, creating your journey, creating a new life, creating a new company, whatever that is.
So we're going to that dark place now. I want you to share. I didn't forget the question.
Yeah, the dark place.
Take us to that place.
Again, there's many. There's times, especially when you run a company, you're the loneliest person in the world oftentimes. It all comes down to you. If you have to make payroll, you know, for me, it's really tough, too, because it's not just about me. I always feel that, like, I'll find a way, but when you have, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 employees and they all depend on you, you really feel that pressure sometimes. And when things don't go right, or when something that you think is going to happen doesn't happen, it can put a lot of stress on you. And for me, it's tougher, not just because I'm like, oh, well, I messed up. I'm like, wow, I let all these other people down. So I think it's just when, you know, over the history in any of my companies or ventures that I've done, when, you know, there's been rocky times throughout that. And, you know, it's just tough, and more for watching for others and feeling like you failed them when things don't go right.
I know that you want to take Dash Radio to a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
So you've obviously got to maintain your hunger. You've already done so much. You know, you hit the top of the ladder when it comes to the DJing world. And now you've got your own. Now you're going to conquer the business world. So how does somebody like yourself, who has achieved so many different destinations, how do you stay hungry on your journey?
For me, you know, I really, in a weird way, still don't feel like I've accomplished that much. And I think that might attribute some of it. Like, I feel like we should be a lot further with everything that we're doing. I feel like I personally should be a lot further than where I am. I've just always had that hunger and learned that I'm never satisfied. And it's weird because, you know, even, you know, when you look back as a kid, it's like, wow, if I could just do this or get that car or move to that apartment or house, that's all I need. That's all I need. I don't need
anymore.
I'll
be happy when I have that.
Never happens that way. You're always looking for more. So I think it's just how you're wired. And I'm just wired, like, you know, I don't think I'll ever be happy in that sense. I'll always be looking for more.
Let's talk about mindset versus tactics in a second. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining me is DJ Ski, the founder and CEO of Dash Radio. Do you want to give a quick little Dash Radio spiel?
Absolutely. Dash Radio, the biggest all-original digital radio broadcast platform in the world. We have 75 stations powered by everybody. I mean, we power stations from Snoop Dogg to Kylie Jenner to East Village Radio to, you know, the Grammys even did a station with us. So really the best in categories. And the best part for consumers is it's all free with no commercials. The easiest to use, I guess, interface and product in the market. So if you just want to hear something, we're all about discovery. We're the place for you.
That's what everybody wants nowadays, right?
So radio historically has always been the best discovery tool for music, and you know, we don't think it's changing just because it's going digital. We're just optimizing it.
One of my favorite sayings is that 80% of your success is going to boil down to your psychology and your mindset, and 20% is going to be the mechanics, the strategies, and the tactics. What do you think about that?
It's a very interesting point, and you know, it's true. You learn, like, you think it's counterintuitive when you first say it, but when you actually get out there in the field and operating, I think it's definitely, you know, that percentage. It's probably right around that. Like, for us, it's, you know, it's about even when you look at it, it's about getting the right people and the right people for that specific task. It's not just about, you know, again, you could hire a big person that comes from somebody else, and they could have an incredible resume and be genius, but they just might not mesh with your company or with what you're trying to do. That's why it's so important to learn and to take from all those things. But there's never ever going to be two scenarios that are identical, and you really have to kind of figure out how to navigate through all of those.
So let's relate it directly to you right now.
Yeah.
I mean, what separates you from the millions and millions of other DJs out there?
Sure.
I mean, anybody can do what you've done. And
absolutely.
I mean, I don't mean that in a disrespectful
100%.
Way, but they can follow the mechanics, the how-to, and follow in your footsteps. But I feel like DJ Ski's got a different mindset than all the other DJs out there.
Absolutely. It's really about being hungry. I mean, if you look at how I made it as a DJ, it was producing a record. The way I got to produce that record for Game was I had a relationship that I built with him over the years, ran into him in the streets, and he played me a demo of a song that he had. And I was like, well, I think I can produce this a lot better. I just sent him a demo, emailed him something, and he loved it. So I was ready. I'd always kind of had those things in there. But it's really about almost like building yourself up over these years, making those relationships, kind of proving yourself and earning your chops in the industry.
As we come to a wrap, I'm curious, what are you most excited about moving forward in the future?
Man,
on your horizon?
For me, I think, you know, if you look at the apex of my career, from DJing, from building businesses, from being in tech, and always a little early on in entrepreneurial, I think, you know, you couldn't have built anything better than Dash Radio. It's literally like perfect model for what I do, and I think we've really built what is going to be the future of broadcast. I'm really excited about what we have coming out later this year, new stations, new distribution, new technology, and, you know, kind of paving the way for this digital era that we think is about to approach us of broadcast. So
DJ Ski with Dash Radio, it's been
much.
A pleasure, man.
Absolute pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for having
amazed
me.
By you and your wisdom.
Sure,
not
so thank
the normal
you.
DJ. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at Business Rockstars.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8160. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here I have
you shouldn't have to
a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show? He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beats, or Beats, are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beats folks, they are. And it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450. Or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, the Odds. And you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
To monetize their knowledge and time by connecting or allowing a connectivity with their following on a one-on-one basis.
How'd you come up with the name TikTok?
I mean, you know, names are always the fun part because you come up with
like
a lot of
I guess my
names.
Question is, right, sometimes people just come up with the idea. Sometimes a friend came up with the idea or they had a little, like, incubator session where everyone came up with the idea, or sometimes they test things online and they'll split test this name, this name, this name, this name, and have people come up with the ideas for them. What did you guys do?
Yeah, so I think the name at first was TikTok.
TikTok?
I think
okay.
There were, you know, what you get into a lot of these legal issues was the name already taken, so I think we kind of had that issue, and it didn't somehow sound a little bit childish. And then TikTok came around, and it was kind of like, hey,
it's a cool name. I like it. It's simple.
We want to connect influencers with their users, and mostly are going to be asking about their fashion style or about their, you know, work experience. Or we have venture capitalists on there that they might want to ask some tips about how to raise money. So it all worked out very well as far as the
name. So walk me through the process just real shortly.
Yeah.
I go on the app. How does it work?
Yeah, so you go on the app, and then we allow for different segments with different influencers, whether it's a YouTube star, whether it's an athlete, whether it's a fashion and beauty, whether it's business, meaning marketeers or venture capitalists or advisors. So you can go through those different categories. You can also search them by name, and once you find that category, you can search within, you know, the segment and what influencers are available. You select an influencer, you get a quick bio, like what do they do, who they are. We kind of verify them based on their social status, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. So that's kind of our credibility metrics, and then they can start a conversation, and the influencer sets the price. So it could be 1 credit, 2 credits, 3 credits. And
so TikTok sounds like a cool app, but I know this wasn't your first company. How many companies have you had now? When did you get started?
So the first company that I started is not a company anyone knows, but it was a shoe business out of Mexico.
Back when you were a cobbler?
Yeah, back when I was a cobbler, exactly. I had no clue how to make shoes. I went to Mexico, set up a factory, and cut the shoes myself, did the whole buying the leather on marketplaces and stuff like that.
So you got into the shoe business not knowing even how to make shoes?
Not at all. I had a passion for the fashion space and consumer space, but no clue how to make shoes.
Why Mexico?
Well, Mexico is one of the capitals when it comes down to leather. We were in Guadalajara, which is, I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but it's one of the main hubs where a lot of leather is manufactured, let's say.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of shoe manufacturers there as well, because it's so, you know, with the leather. I think Aldo and a bunch of other big brands actually manufacture a lot down in
so
that area.
So being a cobbler was the first company that you ever started. Did you ever have like a terrible job before you became an entrepreneur?
So not really.
Yeah.
But I will say this. When I was 12, I edited newspapers, and I did that in Holland.
Where I feel like it's so cliche, but everybody's
very cliche.
Like, you know, I sold lemonade, I sold you know, trash bags, or I sold whatever, door to door.
Yeah, so my parents were pretty
strict. But it's an easy way to start. And it's an incredible experience that I think if you can get used to going door to door and having that door get slammed and have the gumption and the confidence and the motivation to go to the next door and go to the next door and go to the next door, I think that's such an invaluable experience that you can learn at a young age.
I 100% agree. So I was doing newspapers in Holland. It can get minus 10. So you're it's super cold, right? You wake up at 6 a.m. and then
nobody wants to even open the door to get the newspaper or whatever it is.
And we don't throw them on the yard. We actually have to go in and put it into the box or put it into the door. So your bike, you know, you do it on the bike job.
So do you hate doing the dishes now?
Kind of.
Hire somebody
not a dishwasher, thank God. So those are my jobs. But I will say this, is that some people say, oh, I wish I were you, being the owner and the founder of a business and kind of do whatever you want.
But they have no idea.
Tell you,
people that say that, though, are the ones that don't have a business. You ever notice that?
Oh, man, I'm like, you have no clue what you're wishing for. And, you know, that shoe business, I was doing cutting leather. I cut open my fingers. I was on markets. I had food poisoning at least once every 2 weeks. Like, it was no fun. So I almost say that may have been my worst job for myself, working for myself and doing that. But it was also a great experience. And what is fascinating is when you have a vision that's simply up here, and then you can actually see a physical shoe there, and then selling on fab.com is when you feel like there's a success. And it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with your bank account. Just knowing that an idea that I came up with, and now I'm selling it on a marketplace that's known by the consumers and validated by the consumers. And that's a blessing.
That is a blessing. It's an incredible feeling as well. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me is Owen DeVries, the co-founder of TikTok, which is an app that does what?
TikTok is a marketplace, a platform where we allow influencers to connect with users. So influencers can monetize their knowledge and their time by getting paid in return, and where we allow users to find a way to have an intimate one-on-one conversation with their favorite social influencers. And social influencers can be either a celebrity, can be either a social media star, whether it's YouTube or Instagram or Snapchat.
So I know you weren't always doing this, though.
No.
You used to be a cobbler, which we were just talking about.
Correct.
Then I know you got into the jewel industry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so
the evolution of how you got to TikTok.
Yeah, so then from, 100%. So then from shoes into jewelry. I knew I still had a passion for e-commerce. And this was like 5-6 years ago. It was when mobile apps weren't necessarily happening. It was when e-commerce had a big wave, right? So I definitely wanted to pursue that kind of industry and market. But then I realized, okay, there's a lot of issues I had with the shoe business. It didn't really work out. How do I take those issues back into making those positive things?
How did you survive in the jewel industry? That's a very competitive space to be in if you don't have the right partnerships and distribution.
So we're very lucky. We had one of the better manufacturers downtown that found us. We had a concept that was very unique, but what was more interesting is that concept came from a different business model. So it's like kind of that pivotal moment where you learn it's not working out, but that one thing in your business model seemed to really have traction. So we kind of said, everything else is done. We're going to focus on this one concept. And it essentially was a customizable jewelry platform where we gathered memories of any, you know, special place and engraved that on a bracelet or a necklace in the form of a latitude and a longitude and then a special memory on the inside. And
so you guys came up with something that made you different.
Completely different.
How important is being different in business?
Being different and innovative is key to your
success. Right?
It's everything. If you can't be an innovator or you can't change things,
be disruptive. Nowadays, you have to be disruptive. There's competition. The ease of market to get into any industry now is so easy. Everything is cheaper, faster, better. So anybody can come in and just pull the rug out from under your business. So if you're not different, if you're not disruptive, and you're not staying up to date on new technology, new trends, what your customers want, what business you should be in and what you are in, new products, new things like that, you're going to get crushed.
It depends on your vision, right? I mean, listen, I wasn't in business to do $1 million a year and just have a happy life. I have a vision to take, you know, this product into a global marketplace. And TikTok, the same thing.
Are you talking about the jewelry business?
The jewelry business, right?
Because you're still in that.
Into, to
are
that.
You still in the
jewelry
business?
Yeah, we're still in that, and I'm still into that business as well. But if you're content with making X, you can stay happy with that.
I always say that you'll never outperform the person in the mirror. Because if your bar is here, very rarely do you find somebody who's like, well, I'm the best in the world, and I never thought I'd be here. Yeah. Like, it never happens. You don't just, you know, one of my other favorite sayings is the man at the top of the mountain didn't fall there. People grind. People don't end up at the top of the mountain on accident.
No. Some are have some lucky
timing. Some come from the lucky sperm bank, yeah. Which is you're born into it, but that's a different story.
Yes, but some people, I mean, have landed the paperclip, and the paperclip to this day makes a lot of money for them. Some people have landed...
Some people invented Velcro, right?
Exactly. So I will say that there's some things where I'm like, okay, yeah. And that no wrongdoing to them. They're still great entrepreneurs, yeah. But they had some good timing, some luck.
I've even got my own name for that. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are significantly more optimistic than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead. According to the Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 54% plan to hire in 2017, and 71% expect their revenue to increase, more than 20 percentage points higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts. The survey also reveals the critical role of family, with 63% of Hispanic entrepreneurs reporting that family members help run their business. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
Hispanic small businesses play a critical role in driving local economies and job growth. And the incredible optimism toward revenue and hiring shows great promise to continue this trend in 2017. Perhaps contributing to the higher optimism is a strong role that family plays, with close to half of Hispanic business owners reporting intentions to pass on their business to a loved one.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Welcome I'm Jay Farner, president
Staples
of
Quick. I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to $150 on HP laptops and desktops. Ends 3/18/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
rock stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. And joining me today is Owen DeVries, the co-founder of TikTok, which is an app that does what?
It's essentially a platform where we connect influencers with users, where we allow influencers to monetize their knowledge, essentially, and their time to connect on a one-on-one intimate...
Do you guys have any competitors? Because it sounds like I've heard variations of this.
Are there
competitors out there?
Variations, as in you can direct message someone on Instagram, you can comment on Instagram.
But maybe not getting paid or rewarded.
Not getting paid or rewarded, but it's cluttered, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a focus point, and we've met a demand that hasn't been answered yet by allowing them in a very clean way to be incentivized to actually answer to those, you know, social following.
How do you guys get the influencers? You know, we have a lot of different people on here that come on the show. They either work directly with successful influencers, celebrities, business thought leaders. How do you guys strategically go out and create these partnerships? Because I know, especially when you're getting started, it's not easy to convince a thought leader, a super successful person, an investor, whoever, anybody who's at the top, it's not easy to convince them to get on board when you're getting started. So how did you guys get those first couple people on board?
Oh, yeah, so that sales cycle was, in the beginning, very tough.
I know
it
is.
I'm not going to lie.
Just lay it down for us. How did you go about that?
So we were lucky, though, that we're in a city of Los Angeles, which is the entertainment capital that has a lot of that glamour.
Did you choose to move here strategically for that?
No. I've been here for 5-6 years now, so that was not a strategic move, but it helped.
But it would be for some people if they're not here and they're trying to do something similar?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's definitely a difference between Silicon Valley and here, and I think the entertainment business can support a lot of that differentiation.
How'd you get those first couple influencers?
So we network. We had our own network. I mean, you know friends, they're managers or agents, and
so you first
talent.
Tried to see who you removed from by one or two relationships.
Exactly. Okay. I always believe when you need, as a salesperson, we need something, or a BD, always look, what do I have in my network?
Yeah.
And that's your stepping foot.
Start in your house first, right?
Exactly. And then from there, you go into it. So that helped get us Tony Gonzalez, Rick Fox, Jay Glazer.
And what do they do? Explain that. So I'm going to hit up Rick Fox. What's he going to do?
Well, people could, message him and say, what was your favorite experience as an athlete?
Or so who vets these? Because obviously Rick Fox isn't going through 14 million emails or messages. So is there a vetting or filtration process?
As far as the messages or the influencer?
Yeah, because, I mean, even at my level where I'm at, I'm inundated enough with things. I got to focus on the high income and high impact activities. And for Rick Fox or whoever, Tony Gonzalez, these people aren't going to be sifting through 14,000 messages. And I'm sure, I mean, the bigger the celebrity, some of these followers have 20, 30 million followers. How are they going to be able to go through that many messages? Is it their choice?
First of all, they set the price. So if you know you have a certain large following, then you don't set it at a credit, which equals to a dollar. Then you might set it at $30, which automatically filters only a selective, audience that out of your following is willing to, engage with you.
Okay.
We do trust that all our influencers, including those large names, do answer their own messages. And we encourage that. And good thing is all these contacts were so much close to us. But there were some great ones that came on board by themselves organically or.
Starts to snowball
and doing fantastic and really enjoying responding to it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what is the strategy now for continuing to grow the organization?
So the strategy for now is, while we're going to continue to focus on main names, we're also really going after a large market such as YouTube stars, social media stars.
Getting into the expert space as well, you mentioned,
expert
right?
space, mm. correct. And what does expertise mean? It could be a fashionista or a beauty expert that's on our app that can provide young girls how to apply makeup. Because you have it on YouTube. But on YouTube, you don't get that one-on-one. You can't say, hey, this is my struggle, and what would you suggest, and how would you apply that? You can request images, you can request videos. So that way you get a more, closer one-on-one relationship with your influencer or your expert. You could ask a venture capitalist on, hey, I'm building a business model. What would you recommend? Should it be a 3-year P&L or a 5-year P&L? Or when should I be in the black? Or, what do you think about this elevating pitch? And all those type of communications will be facilitated through TikTok, and that's going to be a large focus on our sales cycle. While we still embrace celebrities and still want those big names, we definitely acknowledge that there's a large expert market.
There is, you might be better off having made-up numbers, 1,000 experts and YouTube stars and other people than 10 celebrities, right?
Oh, and we know that the experts are going to respond because not only do they make money, but they're also, that's what they do. That's what they
that's
love.
What they do. That's
right?
How they got to where they are.
Exactly. So they're more encouraged to do it. And so we've had some YouTube stars, you know, 21 years old, and they're just like, you know, just going on that and just chatting. And it's fascinating to see how they just fulfill 300 messages.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is there some strategies or tactics and proven things that you know, somebody listening right now goes, this thing sounds awesome. I want to go see if they have so-and-so on there. And if they do, I'm going to shoot that person a message. Practical tips for the right way to craft the message so that it gets responded to.
So we're obviously still working a lot on getting a wider base of influencers. Right now, what we're also heavily depending on is the fact that the influencer we select will obviously blast it to their social following, which drives those users into the app to engage with them.
So I'm saying, like, if I wanted to reach out to Tony Gonzalez, do you have a way that you know, hey, you know, if you craft your message like this, he might respond more likely?
So we're definitely going into those things. Like,
okay.
And that's kind of getting into the AI space. Like, hey, we can read your message and, you know, we recommend
things.
You
that's
know,
awesome.
You start with this. He's known for sports and he's known for this. Mm-hmm. And we recommend you ask these sort of questions to get the best answer back. Because at the end of the day, you are paying one time that credit and you want to have the best response back. So there's a lot of those things that we're going to get into to help them engage and potentially even recommend them new questions on top of it. So it's fun. So it's going to be a lot of those type of automated systems that will come into play.
Well, we've talked a lot about the app and some different things that you had. I want to shift gears a little bit. Focus a little bit more on the aspiring entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck in a 9-to-5 job. They really want to take their idea to the marketplace, but they don't know how to tie people into a vision. They don't know anything about sales and marketing. They don't know how to raise money. You were there at 1.2, but here you are right now on Business Rockstar. So what's your advice to somebody who's tuned in?
So it all starts with an idea, and if you have an idea, you got to write it down. If you don't write it down, then you didn't even start. All you were doing is just dreaming, pretty much. So you have to write it down. It could be on a napkin. It could be a spider web of words. Whatever it is, you gotta put your thoughts down on paper.
So for the person that says, but it's in my head, I've got it.
Then write it down. Write it down like you write it in a diary. Write it down like you write it like you're writing a book. Like, I want to start this business, and with this business, I want to transact X. Then just write it down and write it in every fantasy way you can potentially write it down. And then start highlighting keywords, and then from there start building a business model. And just not be afraid that you don't know what you're doing, because we all somehow didn't know what we were doing, and yet we all went through that phase, and we're like, I'm just going to keep doing it, and I'm going to keep going for
it. So you got to build the plane on the runway.
Exactly. My first business plan that I presented to my investor, when I look back at it, and I'm like, oh, that was a joke. I just downloaded a report off online and added some things to it.
Yeah, show me the template,
plan.
Google. What does it look like?
Exactly. But now when I build models, financial models, and now when I build decks, I become a lot more sophisticated, and that's based on what I've learned, what investors want to see or not. But I also suggest, as a starting entrepreneur, don't worry about investors. Don't even worry about the money yet. Like, why worry about the money if you don't even have the plan on paper? Get the plan on paper and try to, like, already develop it as much as possible, even if it's sketches, even if it's just storylines. Like, try to get as much that you humanly possibly of this company can get together. And after that, start figuring out what are the new components that are external and how can you get those external people to start working together. And
so get really clear on the outcome or result or the company and the vision, and then from there try to come up with what the plan or direction looks like. Is
exactly.
That what you're saying?
Yeah, for me that worked that way, because if I don't have a vision, then I have nothing to hold on to.
It's like the old saying, I think it's from Alice in Wonderland, and she asked the Cheshire Cat, she says, I'm lost, and the cat says, where are you going? And she says, I don't know. And he goes, well, if you don't even know where you're going, you can't be lost.
Exactly.
So get really clear on the path that you want to go, because you can't hit the bullseye, right, if you don't even have the target.
And don't have friends, family, or friends of anyone else in your close vicinity validate it. Because if you're going to look for validation, most likely you won't get it. You're most likely going to hit, I don't like the idea, or no, it's not that good of an idea. Don't do that. You got to just, if you believe in it, if your instinct says, this is a great idea, then go do it. If your gut says, I want to do that, then have the guts to do it. And then ultimately have the passion to continue to do it. And if you align those three, it's success. And even if it's not success, not every business is a failure because you as a CEO are bad or didn't know how to manage it. Sometimes market is against you. Sometimes timing is against you. Sometimes just simple decisions are against you, and that still even shouldn't break you, and you should still continue to find that passion again and succeed.
Got to get back up even when you get shot down. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me is Owen DeVries, the co-founder of TikTok. I'm curious, you've obviously got your own app, TikTok, but what are three different apps that you use all of the time? Could be for business, could be for pleasure.
So Uber. Obviously, and who's not using that? What else? Instagram, unfortunately, you know, it keeps my days busy socially.
Mine is Uber, Facebook, and email.
And email, which is a default app.
A default app.
So yeah. I use email a lot too, correct.
What other ones? So you said Uber, Instagram, what else?
Facebook as well. Thank God I don't do Snapchat. that would have really taken up my days.
Yeah.
What is another app that I am pretty interested about?
The Pokemon app.
No, I'm not on that hype, and I have seen it a lot.
How did that thing blow up so fast? I don't know.
I mean, Pokemon has a heritage, right? Like, it has...
People are already figuring out different ways to monetize it, of course.
Yeah.
Got a lot of users.
I saw Pokemon Shop on my Instagram ad feed. I was like, wow, now we're selling merchandise.
As we come to a wrap here, man, I want to hear... I call it the stadium pitch. You've got a giant audience full of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, and you've got to share your last 20 to 30-second speech with them, just some of your best advice. What's it going to be?
Go for it, and don't expect an easy journey. It's going to be a tough journey, and don't expect it to be... easy anytime soon, because you know startups can take 3-4 years of your entire life getting to that part of success. Don't let anyone else impact you on your success, and I think, you know, stay true to your instincts, keep those guts, and have passion. And if you can have those three components and continue to build and on those components, I think you're set up for a great success.
Fantastic advice. Owen DeVries from TikTok, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at Business Rockstars.
Finding a good mentor can be difficult, but luckily you can teach yourself a lot of what you need to know nowadays. Here are a few tips to get you started. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, take online classes. They're extremely affordable and you'll be able to fit them into your schedule very easily. Even the United States Patent and Trademark Office teaches a free course on how to file patents. Number two, go to a trade show. Walking the floor of a trade show is one of the best ways to learn about an industry very quickly. What are the new products? Where is the industry headed? Who is your future competition? You can answer these questions and more all at a trade show. Number three, networking. There are meetups for entrepreneurs almost every day in every city. LinkedIn groups are another great resource. You never know, you may find your next partner at the next event you attend. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Turnbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Turnbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at turnbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Sodexo's annual Workplace Trends Report has been a reliable source for spotting crucial changes in the business world for more than 5 years. In 2017, the findings reveal a game-changing focus on individuality, connectivity, and adaptability in the workplace. Based on original research and interviews with more than 50 subject matter experts, the report features 10 important trends for business leaders to account for. Highlights include an increased appreciation of the new millennial generation of workers and how factors like workplace conditions and techno-literacy are key to helping businesses thrive in this new generation. Mark Bickford, CEO of Sodexo Corporate Services.
The political and economic landscape of our country is going through a period of significant change and uncertainty this year, leaving a challenge for businesses to stay on top of trends in their workforce. Sodexo's 2017 Global Workplace Trends Report will help businesses navigate 10 of the most pressing issues impacting the workplace and the workforce in the months to come.
For more findings and trends, visit SodexoInsights.com.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges...
If gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, and this is our CEO Roundtable segment. And joining me is two CEO Rockstars. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Brian Liu. I'm chairman and co-founder of LegalZoom.com, the leading online legal help resource on the internet.
I think we all know what LegalZoom is.
And I'm Scott Richards. I'm the CEO and founder of a company called Reconnect Research. And we connect people that are already on the phone to research surveys. We give them rewards if you'll answer a survey versus getting, the number's no longer working. It's, would you answer a survey?
I love that. You guys both have awesome businesses. I love to start the CEO roundtable off with talking about something that everybody can relate to, and that's failures and mistakes. I think as CEOs, people think maybe, oh, it must be so cool and glamorous, and you must be so successful, and some of those things may be true, but again, people don't really relate to successes and achievements. The one thing we can all relate to is failures and mistakes. So I'll get started, and then I'll pass it off to Brian over here. And I have a big, spectacular list that I could share with you guys, but the one that I'll pick for now is hiring people too quick. When I started my business, I thought that, you know, even though I was the first person to start my business, to call myself CEO is not cool unless I have employees. And so I started hiring people on too quick to grow the company for the wrong reasons. And when you're starting off a business, at least for my sake, I was bootstrapped. And so to be frivolously investing money and people that maybe we didn't need full time, we just needed part time, was a big mistake. And although I can't look back and change anything, I can only use it as a learning tool for people tuning in with us now so they can learn from my mistakes. That was mine. And I've got a bunch more I could share, but hiring people too quick because I thought, I guess I can just say hiring people too quick for the wrong reasons to sum it up. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, you know, when we started out, we were just online and we had this great opportunity, we thought, to go into packaged software. And so we spent like months developing this actual package software product because, you know, we were trying to chase the money because we thought we had this in with Staples and they were going to pre-buy everything. Well, long story short, they didn't buy it. We wasted 6 months, and just it was a headache. And I think, you know, losing focus and losing exactly what you're doing when you're still small and starting out, that was our big mistake.
Yes, Scott. And I think that our big mistake was when I had a great idea, and we went out and wanted to get it perfect. So I went and hired all kinds of people, like 10 people full-time, $25,000 business plan, everything. And we spent over a year working on this project. It was called World Reach. And I ended up making $9.95 from one customer. And said, this thing's a dog with fleas on it. Throw it away. So if you have an idea, get it out as fast as humanly possible. Don't wait till it's fully baked.
My God, we created 10,000 of these packaged software programs. We had to destroy them all. We didn't even sell one.
Okay, so the 10 bucks.
You at least got $10. That's pretty good.
I made $9.95. But I had another one that I also did. And we were making nutraceuticals. St. John's Wort we were selling. It's called Nature's Good News. And we had hundreds and hundreds of boxes of these things we just had to throw away because we didn't look at one aspect. We messed one thing up, and that was the call center. We were doing radio and TV. The call center didn't answer 20,000 of our phone calls. We had to kill the whole program because we were wondering, why aren't we making the sales that we should be making? So we that was another mistake. We just didn't look at one detail. So really having an attention to detail, an eye to detail, one thing can absolutely destroy a business.
So what do you do after a failure like this? How do you bounce back? What do you do when you have 10,000 packages that you invested human capital and financial capital in, and then you're left with 10,000 of these packages, and you're left with tons of money and energy invested just to make 10 bucks? What do you do? How do you come back from a failure like that?
I mean, what we did was we went back and said, okay, what are we good at? What went wrong here? And the big analysis is that with an internet business, it's about iteration. It's about change real fast. And in a software program, once you put that into a package, it's out and it's there for a year and you can't change it. We didn't have the systems to know what to do to make that perfect because we were used to making things that were slightly imperfect online anyway, knowing that you could always get better. And that's what makes an online business so great, because it's the iteration. It's about the change to make it better. And we didn't have that luxury.
Mm. And I think what you're saying, Brian, is so important, is the iteration. How do you come to things? People think, oh, just one night I woke up and came up with this idea. Does that ever happen?
No,
it doesn't. It's like days and days, and you get comments from customers, and that's a good idea. We should put a button there, and we should do this. And so it's a gradual process. And, of course, somebody sees the end product. Oh, LegalZoom. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Or Reconnect Research. Look at you.
Those guys must be so smart. They don't make mistakes.
Yeah, that's only like with 400 jillion hours of time and effort and looking at details. And like what you said, which is so important, like they call them like oftentimes SWOT analysis. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what is our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats? And you got to really think through this stuff.
We could go on for days here just kind of picking each other's brains on different tips and advice. But as we come to a wrap on our segment, I want to know, what is a statement or two that kind of guides your day-to-day actions? For me, the habit is more important than the effort, and do less, better to completion. Those things kind of guide me throughout my day so that I can make sure that I'm sticking to my habits, regardless of making the complaint that, oh, today was a long day, I'm so tired, I'm not going to go to the gym because I'm not going to put the effort in. The habit's more important than the effort. I'll do 5 minutes at the house or whatever it is and do less, better to completion. Constantly juggling so many projects and people and delegations, making sure that I focus on the highest income and impact activities and get those done first. What are some statements that you guys live by?
I mean, for me, it's simple. It's know yourself. I mean, know what you're good at, know what you should be doing, and stick to your strengths and find people to cover your weaknesses.
Love that one.
Oh, ditto, mega ditto. Stay balanced.
We're all like in alignment with everything.
But I think staying balanced. You know, if you get to the top and you don't have relationships are the single most important thing. In your deathbed, you're not going to think about, did I spend another day at work? Did I make more money? But you're going to say, are my loved ones with me? So developing good, deep, long-term relationships is the single most important thing. And those relationships can be found everywhere. So you don't want to give up. You want to work all the time so you don't have a happy family life.
Yeah.
So really being a rounded person and keeping those balls in the air. Do not drop the balls. If you drop any of the balls, you will suffer at some time.
You two are rock stars. Simple, powerful advice. I appreciate you guys for coming on the show. It's been an amazing CEO roundtable. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalk Radio.